I think you guys are having handy Friday injury report. Any questions?
Has Deion Sims been in the building?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's been in meetings and in the building all week and last week.
John, is it frustrating at all that coming off your bye that injury list is as long as it is?
Not really. All these guys we would consider, you know, activating for the game. And, you know, it's still only Friday. We don't play till Sunday. And, like, typically, you know, we make those decisions an hour and a half before kickoff. And, you know, I wouldn't hesitate. All these guys have played. They understand what we're doing. And we'll see where that takes us.
With Sims, what would you need to see between now and then
just how he feels, you know, like, really everybody on that list. You know, I think all of them are capable. You know, they're all familiar with what we're doing. And like I said, they've been a part of the preparation for really 2 weeks. So, you know, like I said, we'll evaluate that and we'll have to deactivate a certain number of guys and activate a certain number of guys and we'll figure that out before game time.
Just Green Bay's numbers since Rodgers has been out have been going in poor directions on both sides of the ball. Just in your experience as a coach, when you see a player as important as Rodgers or just a quarterback go out, how does that affect the entire team outside of just kind of the offense?
You know, it's definitely an adjustment. Anytime a starter gets hurt, regardless of position, I think probably a little more magnified when it's the quarterback position on any team. You know, it's an adjustment. And, you know, people deal with it. You've seen people in the league this year deal with it. And, you know, typically you just don't, you know, not miss a beat, in particular at that position. So, you know, you just look around the league. That's happened already with other teams and no different with the Packers.
If you were without Sims this weekend and then obviously without Zach, young group at tight end without a lot of experience, just what do you look for those guys or expect from those guys as they mesh in with the young quarterback?
You know, well, anybody we give a uniform on game day, you know, we expect them to do their job. So, you know, you prepare a whole different group. You have 53-man roster. You prepare that group and, you know, you make those decisions. So whoever gets a uniform, you know, we expect them to do their job, do it at a high level.
Yeah, where have you seen Adam Shaheen progress the most since he got here?
Yeah, I think the game slowed down for him. I think, you know, it's obviously an adjustment coming from college, any college, to the NFL. You know, and I've seen, you know, he's got the ability, he's got the talent. Now it's just, again, you know, understanding where he fits and what we're asking him to do and what he does and, you know, how he executes it. And, you know, I've seen steady improvement, you know, through halfway, you know, through our season this year.
John, by last year, you guys felt like you were getting healthier. Jay was back there. Was it confidence that maybe the second half would be better? Mm-hmm. Can you compare the feeling last year to this year? Because obviously things went a little sideways last season.
Not really. You know, I think you know, every season's different. You know, every game's different. Every player's different. So I'm not big on comparisons.
Jen, talking to players and coaches over the years, they usually say they're not following the media. They're not aware of what's going on. We eventually found out.
You know, I think, you know, it's happened to me coming into seasons before, you know, pick to win Super Bowls, pick to win the toilet bowl. You know, it's, you know, you see the full gamut, you know, if you're in this long enough. You know, I always feel like people live up or down to expectations, optimism, whatever word you want to put on it. You know, I think, you know, I'd rather have those types of feelings than the opposite. So, you know, again, we get to control that anyways, you know, because it's us performing. You know, and that's really kind of what you don't want to lose focus of is just, you know, doing everything you can to be prepared, you know, whether it's for a season or for a game.
John, is there an expectation that you guys will be able to activate DeAndre Hall at some point?
Yeah, I think that's the consideration. You know, we're really not there right now. We elected not to begin practice with them. And, you know, we've got a couple of guys that are in that boat. We've just not done that and won't do it this week. You know, it may not happen until next week or weeks after.
All right. Thank you, gang.